Before a Spartan boy became a man, he had to go out into the wilderness and fend for himself to prove his worth. Here we see young Leonidas facing a giant wolf. According to legend, he slayed the giant wolf during his trial of manhood and returned to Sparta in glory and ascended to become king. Leonidas was believed to be a descendant of Hercules. The legends of Hercules include Hercules fighting and defeating the Nemean lion, so there is a strong parallel here. Remember that he has spent his entire childhood enduring the harsh training that all Spartan children go through in order to become deadly warriors. As the boy Leonidas backs into the narrow pass here, we can note that he's going to use the same strategy when he fights a superior foe at the Battle of Thermopylae. The beast, the wolf here, can be compared to the Persian army, for it is a lot stronger, faster, and more powerful than the boy, but Leonidas has outsmarted it. After proving himself, he's able to return to Sparta to ascend to his birthright as king of Sparta. Finishing off the wolf savagely, in true Spartan form, he skins it and wears the skin back to his town. The city-state of Sparta actually had two kings, but Leonidas was well known for his prowess on the battlefield, and actually was elected by all of Greece to represent the united Greek armies at the Battle of Thermopylae. In 480 BC, a massive Persian army led by Xerxes was headed to Greece to punish Athens for supporting a Persian rebellion 25 years earlier. Leonidas and the Spartans and all of the Greeks knew that Thermopylae was the only way for Xerxes to get through into the heart of Greece. Here we see the 300 Spartans, who knew that this battle was their shot at immortality. They faced an invading army numbering in the hundreds of thousands, and the upcoming battle would become one of the most famous last stands in history.